Hello, this is DJ Bennett from the KILL Radio News team. Today is the second day of hearings in the Supreme Court in Washington regarding the Affordable Health Care Act, which has been misnamed Obamacare by the right wings. What's happened is what I think it's 26 attorney generals from different states and four governors, because the Democratic attorney generals in those states refused to sign on, are trying to declare the Affordable Health Care Act as unconstitutional because of an individual mandate which requires that people purchase health insurance. Now, we already have mandatory insurance laws in many, many states for cars. Okay, you drive a car, you have to have insurance. People can argue against that all they want, but what's the point? It does a good service to everyone if you require car insurance. Now, the Republicans are trying to argue that this is unconstitutional because people shouldn't be forced to buy health care. But if they live in the society, shouldn't they be required to be responsible to the society? I don't think there's anything wrong with the Affordable Health Care Act. The twist and the disgusting part of this is that back during the days when Bill Clinton was trying to pass a universal health care act, the Republicans came up with a new idea to counter him. It was called an individual mandate. If you go back to the 90s, you'll discover that the Republicans were the ones who were pushing for an individual mandate. But when Mr. Obama tries to press for an individual mandate, suddenly it's the worst thing in the universe. This is continuing a condition of pure racism against Mr. Obama. That's all that's happening. These Republicans are working totally in a partisan block in order to attack Mr. Obama. And this continues to get worse and worse and worse. This country is more full of race hatred than it was 20 years ago because we actually are progressive enough to not think about race when we come to a man that is going to be our president. So what we are getting is more hypocrisy from racist conservatives. They're only thinking of their hatred of America because they don't want an America where a black man can be president, where people are treated equally. I hear so much hatred against Obama, it now disgusts me. It just disgusts me. Of course, it's disgusted most of us for a long time because we believe in our country. We believe that it's progressive to move forward. We believe that it's right to accept everybody into our society. That's what the United States of America is here for. And yet, there is an entire class of people in this country who are racially biased against Obama. And this racial bias has become a partisan deadlock. It's no longer a matter of just saying that we disagree politically with the president. The individual mandate is not going to hurt America. Yet if you listen to these insane right-wingers, it's the worst decision that's ever been made by man. But as I just said, the individual mandate was a Republican idea. So, this is the weekly news and review posted by Sarah Bressler on the 27th of March, 2012. It does concern the news of the previous week. The U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, and the grand jury of Seminole County, Florida announced investigations into the death of Trayvon Martin, a 17-year-old African-American who was shot by Neighborhood Watch Captain, self-appointed, George Zimmerman on February 26th in the city of Sanford. Local police had declined to arrest Zimmerman on the basis of Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which permits citizens to use deadly force if they feel threatened. But audio recordings of Zimmerman's calls to 911 revealed that he had chased the unarmed Martin when the teenager ran from him. Zimmerman told the dispatcher, "They always get away." The new Black Panther Party offered a $10,000 bounty for Zimmerman's capture. Protesters donned hooded sweatshirts in response to comments by Fox News host Geraldo Rivera, who claimed that Martin's hoodie was responsible for his death. "Don't let your child provoke madness," Rivera wrote in a Fox News Latino editorial. "Don't let your child go out into the hard, cruel world wearing a costume that is really a sign that says, shoot me." All right. One thing that doesn't seem to be getting pointed out is, according to all the early reports about this, it was raining that night. So he had a hoodie on because he was getting his hair wet. It's ridiculous to say that the hoodie was the thing that got him. That's insane. Geraldo Rivera, you should be ashamed of yourself. John Lennon would turn his back on you for saying that. President Barack Obama said that if he had a son, the child would look like Trayvon Martin. But of course, that means that the conservatives and the right-wingers attacked Mr. Obama for declaring this to be a racial situation, which it is. It is. And of course, there are these people who call themselves friends of George Zimmerman who are saying he's not racist and Trayvon attacked him. And besides, Trayvon had been kicked out of school for pot. None of which of those things matter. The simple fact is, if a policeman had shot Trayvon, they would have taken the gun from him and there would have been an immediate, detailed investigation of the crime. Because of this stand your ground law, they don't do anything? That's insane. It's utterly ridiculous and insane. Even if it's determined that Trayvon did attack him, this has not been investigated. The fact is, George Zimmerman walked away with his gun, which he shouldn't have had on him in the first place, but because of Florida's idiotic, stupid, lax gun laws, they let him do it. Yeah, I think every single person on that police department should be fired immediately. I think that Zimmerman should turn himself in and just talk. But instead, he's hiding. Now, of course, yes, the new Black Panther Party offered a $10,000 bounty for his capture. But they're not going to capture him. And by trying to demonize Trayvon Martin, make him some evil black kid, we are going in, of course, the racist wrong direction. Obama selected Dartmouth College president Jim Yong Kim as the new leader of the World Bank, and a video circulated of Kim performing at a Dartmouth idol contest in a studded leather jacket, fingerless gloves, and glow stick bracelets. "I came up in here to rock," Kim raps in the clip. "Light a fire. Make it hot." Pope Benedict XVI traveled to Mexico, where he is far less popular than his predecessor, John Paul II. "He doesn't have charm," said a church parking valet. On Sunday, Benedict greeted crowds while wearing a large sombrero. Talk about racism. Former Vice President Dick Cheney had his heart replaced, and filmmaker James Cameron became the first person in 50 years to descend to the world's deepest seabed. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales was charged with 17 counts of murder, 6 counts of attempted murder, and 6 counts of assault in connection with a shooting rampage in 2 villages in southern Afghanistan. The United States gave the victims' families $50,000 for each of their slain relatives. "This cannot be counted as compensation for their deaths," said a member of the Kandahar Provincial Council. Rick Santorum won the Republican primary in Louisiana and was criticized by members of his party for suggesting that the country would be better off with Barack Obama than with Mitt Romney. "We might as well stay with what we have instead of taking a risk," Santorum told a Texas audience wisely. "Rick Santorum," said a Romney spokesman, "is like a football team celebrating a field goal when they are losing by 7 touchdowns with less than a minute left in the game." 300 people in Denmark were told that they had won between 1 billion kroner, which is about $180 million, and 280 billion kroner, which is $50 billion, in the Danish lottery. Then they were notified soon after that the actual amount was less than $70. A man stabbed his friend during a fight on Pleasure Drive in Holiday, Florida. A drunk Connecticut man who was apprehended for beating his wife with a six-pack claimed that she had hit him first with a coffee pot. A Michigan man knocked out his wife with a pineapple. A homeowner in Surprise, Arizona, was awakened by a burglar pointing his own gun, which the thief had picked up off the nightstand, at his head. Take that, people who think that everybody should have a gun. A Bronx homeless advocacy nonprofit led a course in how to break into vacant apartments. And New York City police sought a man they suspected of being the Vaseline Bandit, a thief so named because he smeared petroleum jelly on the peepholes of apartment residents to prevent them from identifying him. Astronomers learned that planets orbiting stars ejected from the Milky Way may themselves be ejected. A New Jersey middle school banned hugging. A couple on a gay cruise was taken into police custody in Dominica. You're being arrested for being gay, the men were told. We're arresting you for the crime of buggery. New Age believers were inundating the Pyrenean village of Bugarich in preparation for December 21, 2012, when they claim aliens waiting inside a spacecraft beneath the upside-down Bugarich mountain will transport them to the next era of mankind. I suppose it's up to each of us, said Bugarich Mayor Jean-Pierre Delord, to find our own way. If that doesn't remind you of something that happened near San Diego back in the 90s, then you're not very bright. But then again, yesterday I was watching some old fart videos on YouTube, and he showed a woman who was holding up x-rays that she said proved that a reptile had been implanted into Barack Obama's brain. She said, look at the horns. You can see the horns of the reptile sticking up on the top here. This is the kind of racial hatred that we're getting in this country. That Obama is a communist trying to destroy America. A friend of mine who claimed to hate politics and refused to argue any points and would run away and hide if you asked him questions. But that's his idea, is that Barack Obama's a communist out to destroy America. This is the kind of insanity that we're getting in this country right now. Actually, I think it would probably be all right if we blew ourselves up with an H-bomb. Because that's what we deserve when people who call themselves religious and think they're being moral say crap like that. It's DJ Bennett for Kill Radio. Listen to my music show on Friday nights here on Kill Radio as well. It's called The Chill Room, and it's on at 11 p.m. Friday evening.